all all that shooting. What are we going to do? He said, we ain't had no gun. I had a gun, I wouldn't go shoot. I didn't have none of people. So the next morning I got up. I met a fellow called Frank. Frank said, Henry, what went on down the path? I said, man, that Negro went crazy down there. He said, Bunyan got stabbed. Jesse got stabbed.
Really?
Right. And he said, Johnny got a nose broke in. The blackjack. Well, I told Johnny to leave that place. Well, I went by Jesse. He was laying down. I'll never forget that Sunday morning. I said, Jesse, what happened? Your sister stabbed me. I said, his sister, that was Bunyan's wife. And Bunyan's a great big brown skinned man. I was kind of scared of him. He was a mean looking man, you know.
Yeah.
He said, but Jake got Dewey husband. He said, Jake got Bunyan. I said, what he done? He got Bunyan. That's how he got it. He stabbed him. So I didn't know, you know, what he stabbed him. But Jesse was stabbed back here. And Bunyan was sitting down in the chair at his house like that. And he used to bootleg whiskey. I said, say it, go on. He said, what? I said, you got something little hot in whiskey? He said, yeah, I had to go back. That kid got something, called his wife kid. I went back there. I said, Mr. what happened? He said, Mr. Henry, this Tug Bunyan.
They stuck him in the back.
Stuck him up. Listen.
They stuck him in the ass.
And when that boy passed, listen. And I come out. I had a big glass of whiskey. I said, Bunyan. I said, what did they ever have? This old man. Stuck man, who stuck it? That goddamn sawed off Jake Bradley. I didn't want to laugh, I was scared of him. Then go on and laugh. He said, hell, you know you want to. He was heading this way. So the boss, my boss told me we was coming this way. He said, Henry, who stuck Bunyan? That's I don't know. But I said, there's stuck him almost in his hole back there. And I just laughed. And they never took him to court. So now that Sunday, I went back in that pastor again that evening. I met that woman's husband. Well, he didn't drink him.
Mm-hmm.
Quite easygoing man. He said, Mr. Henry, you know what Frank Vine had? I knew what Frank Warner was. I said, no, Pac, I hadn't seen him today. He said, well, I'm going to see him. I said, look, boy, he's a big, heavy man, but he was nothing but a boy. I said, look, Bunyan, I said, you live good alone. I said, they broke your nose, wife. They stuck Bunyan. I said, they stuck Jesse. I said, you were on that. Some of y'all might get killed. He looked at me a long time. At that time, another man was coming, one of his deacons, you know, and they talked to him. He said, well, all right. But if he'd have went down there, there'd have been trouble. Because that's one man didn't bother nobody, and he didn't drink. But his wife had a nose broke. So when I went to his wife, she was laying down with something, ice or something there. I said, Johnny, sir, I said, didn't I tell you last night to leave that place? Yes, Mr. Henry. But I was drinking. And I said, now you got a broken nose. This year went in, but she had to go to the doctor. And they kind of straightened that up, you know, like this a flat. I said, what? Man, you talk about stuff. I never got the hook and lost my razor. A razor I'd bought from France. I kept that razor about 20 some years. Lost it down and never found my razor no more. I found one, but it wasn't like mine. So I started using them safety razors, but that was a good razor.